God, put me in a place where there are people who are willing to go to the ends of the earth and give their lives for the purpose of Christ. That's the house I want to be in. That's the people I want to fellowship with. That's the journey I want my life to go on. For the rest of my days, I want to be with people who have this type of heart. I believe with all my heart that it's time for the name of Jesus to be lifted up again. It's time for the name of Jesus to be reckoned with. It's time. It's time for a people to say, "My God, whatever it takes, use my life. My God, use me. My God, touch me. My God, empower me. My God, I believe you. I believe you." You don't need anything I have. You only want my heart. You only want me to come to you with a heart of faith, and you'll supply all of my need. Everything I need to glorify you, God, you'll give it to me. I believe that the greatest privilege I'm given on this side of eternity is to obey you, to walk with you, to see your power being manifested in the lives and hearts of people who are fallen into the trap of the devil all over the world, beginning in my house and my neighborhood and all through my city and state and country and all into the world. I believe that I'm given a call to go to the whole world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will start on Broadway and 51st with the first soul, God, that you point out to me. I will start, and I'm believing these signs are going to follow. I believe my fear will not overwhelm me. I believe you're going to give me a new tongue. You're going to give me words to speak, oh God, that can only come from the Spirit of Almighty God. I believe it with all my heart. I hate mediocrity in the name of Jesus Christ. I despise it with everything in my heart. I hate stupid games in the house of God. We are called to be deliverers. We are called to be deliverers. Our message is, if you're lost in sin, Christ will save you. If you're powerless, Christ will empower you. If you're wounded, Christ will heal you. If you're afraid of the future, Christ will give you faith. If you're oppressed by the devil, Christ will set you free.